教会的诸位同领大家平安。
Hallelujah, greetings and peace to our brothers and sisters in Pacifica Church.
感谢神施恩带领，能让我们晚上一同聚集敬拜神。
We thank the Lord for His grace and guidance, that this evening we can gather together to worship God.
那小弟，先做自我介绍。
Let me introduce myself.
我是这个台湾总会的传道人吴耀真。
I'm Preacher Wang of Taiwan General Assembly.
现在目前在台湾总会的教牧处在服务。
I'm currently serving under the Pastoral Department of the Taiwan GA.
那今年担任传道的工作是第十年。
And this is my 10th year serving as a full-time pastor.
也是第一次来到美国这个地方。
This is my first visit to the United States.
很高兴神的恩典让我们能够来认识。
And I'm very glad to have this grace of God for us to meet.
愿随书来施恩祝福给我们大家。
May the Lord bless everyone abundantly.
也在这次的灵恩布道会能够与我们同工。
And may the Lord work with us during this spiritual convocation.
那我们先一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名开始晚间聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin the evening service.
我们唱诗379首。
Let us sing hymn 379.
我们现在一同跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
恳求圣灵施恩带领，我们晚上聚会能够彼此得到勉励与造就。
Let us ask the Holy Spirit to be with us this evening so that we can all be edified.
同心祷告。
Let us pray together.I'd like to use the topic Timothy, a true disciple, as our mutual encouragement.
Timothy 是保罗所看重的一个工人。
Timothy was a worker valued highly by the Apostle Paul.
那他在他的各样的表现上都蒙保罗的这个肯定。
And Timothy's performance was highly praised by Paul.
那特别保罗在他书信里面讲到我的他说真。他说这个提摩太是他的真儿子。
And Paul even mentioned it explicitly in his epistles, that Timothy was his true son.
这个真很有意思。
This word true is quite interesting.
他不单是保罗的真儿子。
Not only was Timothy Paul's true son.
那我觉得他也是耶稣基督的真门徒。
I also believe that Timothy can be considered a true disciple.
那我们用几样来做彼此的一个思考。
And I'd like to bring up some points for us to ponder.
第一个就是他的无伪之信。
First, Timothy had a genuine faith.
我们看提摩太后书第一章第五节。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太后书一章五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的。我深信也在你的心里。在这里保罗讲到提摩太，他说想到他心里那个无伪之信。
Paul called to remembrance the genuine faith that was in Timothy.
保罗当然不是他这个提摩太肚子里的蛔虫，他怎么会知道他心里的什么这个一个这个信心的状况呢？
How could Paul possibly know what's within the heart of Timothy?
其实就是从他的表现他信心的表现所看到的。
Paul was able to tell from the outward actions of Timothy.
所以他的信心是表现在外的一种真实的表现。
In other words, his faith had a very genuine showing in his actions.
能够让保罗肯定他的信心是无伪之信。
So that it was evident to Paul that Timothy's faith was genuine.
那这样的信心是从他的外祖母到他的母亲到他的身上。
And this faith was passed down from Timothy's grandmother down to his mother and finally down to him.
那这是一种非常好的一种信仰的传承。
This is a very good legacy of faith.
能够让这样的无伪之信能够代代相传。
For this genuine faith to be passed down from one generation to the next.
我想在我们的这个信仰的过程当中
in our walk of faith,
我们是不是能够追求一份那个无伪之信呢？
Are we all able to inherit this genuine faith?
这表示说其实人的信心不都是纯正的。
This also tells us that not everyone's faith is genuine.
甚至我们的信心里面有很多的杂质，那就是不真不纯全啊。
Perhaps our faith can be is full of all kinds of impurity.
我们人就是要这样，所以才要追求完全。
That is why we are to pursue perfection.
像这个彼得所说的
，as told by Tim by Peter.
你们的信心啊被火试验。
That our faith will should be tried by fire.
就比那个被火试验仍然能坏的金子啊更加的显得宝贵。
And it will be proved more valuable than the gold, which still perishes after having been tried.
信心就像金子一样。
Faith is comparable to gold.
本来它是充满杂质的。
Initially, it may be full of impurity.
它的纯度是很低的。
Its level of purity may be very low.
我认为每一个人都是这个过程。
And I believe everyone goes through this process.
没有人一信主，他就是纯金的信心，百分之百，这个没有办法的。
No one has a pure faith like a pure gold at the point when he first believes.
只是我们个人的杂质各不相同罢了。
The only difference is that our impurities may be of different kinds.
但是我们都需要经过一种生命的历练。
And all of us need to go through some trials in life.
能够让我们的信心越来越纯，越全。
This helps us to become more pure in our faith.
在这个尼希米记那里记载着。
According to Nehemiah,
以色列人的这个他们的一种信仰的状况。
We can read about the condition of the Israelites' faith.
在尼希米记的第九章。
In Nehemiah chapter 9,
从第十节到十三节里面在这里讲到。
Verses 10 to 13 tells us.
他说神施行了大拯救，施行神迹奇事带领以色列民出了埃及。
God showed signs and wonders and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后呢让他们在这个强敌人的面前呢他让他们过了这个红海。
He led them through the Red Sea in the presence of this mighty enemy.
然后用这个红海消灭了敌人。
And God used the Red Sea to destroy the enemies.
然后把这些然后用这个云柱火柱引导他们的道路。
And God led them by day with a cloudy pillar and by night with a pillar of fire.
我们注意看这个过程，就像我们的这种信仰的过程一般。
The process of their faith is similar to our process of faith.
神要引导我们一步一步的走向完全。
Step by step, God leads us toward perfection.
那么在十三节这么说到。
And verse 13 tells us.
说你也降临在西乃山。
You came down also on Mount Sinai.
从天上与他们说话。
And spoke with them from heaven.
然后呢，赏赐给他们正直的典章。
And gave them just ordinances.
真实的律法。
And true laws.
还有美好的条例与诫命。
Good statutes and commandments.
所以这些以色列民，他们有神给他们美好的一个这个律例。
The Israelites had received from God the good and true laws.
是成为引导他们走向完全的一种重要的一种引导。
These were guiding posts that directed them to the right goal.
所以保罗也说过，这个律法原来不是不好的，它是好的。
Therefore, Paul also tells us that the law is actually good; it is not evil.
只是人没有那个信心去领受罢了。
The problem is that human beings do not have the faith to receive God's law.
那个对带着肉体的人来说，那是比较崇高一点的。
And therefore, the law may seem to be unreachable to the human beings who are in the flesh.
所以主耶稣他道成肉身，他把恩典带到这个世界。
Our Lord Jesus Christ therefore became flesh and brought His grace into this world.
其实目的也是要我们能够成全神的律法。
And His purpose is so that we can fulfill the law.
所以在这样的过程中，也像我们信仰的追求一样。
And this process is just the process of our faith.
我们的信仰是不是能够追求越加的真实，就是在于我们能不能明白耶稣的恩典与真理。
Whether we are able to grow and reach a genuine faith depends on whether we are able to receive and understand the grace and truth from Jesus Christ.
耶稣来到这世间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world full of grace and truth.
这就是我们生命中所拥有的两样重要的因素。
These are two important blessings we have received in our lives.
我们在他的真理里面，也在他恩典里面。
We are in Jesus' truth and grace.
那我们能够活在这当中，让我们的生命更加丰盛。
And if we're able to abide in Jesus' grace and truth, we can be more abundant in our lives.
让我们的灵性更加的正直。
And our spirit will become more upright.
但是事实上，我们看到我们今天面对的一种现实状况，其实不是这样。
However, in reality, we often see something to the contrary.
我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
三十七节。
37.
一百一十九篇三十七节。
Psalm 119, 37.
三七节说：“求你叫我转眼不看虚假，又叫我在你的道中生活。”这段经节啊，这个作诗的人特别这样子讲到。
The psalmist writes,
他说像他向天上的祈天上的神祈求。
He prays to the God in heaven,
叫他转眼不看虚假。
To help him turn away his eyes from looking at worthless things.
刚才我们。在会前唱诗379首转眼、啊、仰望耶稣。
In the hymn that we sang before the sermon, we sang about turn your eyes upon Jesus.
他同样用转眼这个字眼。
It uses the similar expression, turning of the eyes.
这个字的意思就是这么说。
And this is what it means.
我们转去不看眼前的东西。
Turn from what you're currently looking at.
所以你如果不转眼，你眼睛打开，你就看到的是什么？就是虚假。
If you don't turn your eyes, when you open your eyes, what you see are worthless things.
你所看到就是信仰中的考验跟患难。
All you see are the tribulations and sufferings in your faith.
你所看到只是一些挫折跟失败。
What you see are only frustrations and failures.
你甚至看到都是一些啊对神的不满跟埋怨。
And what you see are only complaints and dissatisfactions towards God.
因为现实的社会就是这样。
Because these are the things you see in the real world.
我们人的心就是这样子的。
And this is what you see as a real human condition.
所以作诗的人他祈求神这件事情。
Therefore, this psalmist prays to God and asks for this one thing.
因为人不会转眼，所以才要求神。
Because human beings are unable to turn their eyes on their own. That is why the psalmist prays to God.
人的心，人的生命一个固定的模式是很硬的，不容易转变。
Human beings tend to stick to the same old habits and are not easy to change.
所以诗人才说要求神。
That is why the psalmist prays to God for help.
我没有办法转眼，求你让我转眼。
He is not able to do this on his own, so he asks God to turn away his eyes.
转眼去仰望神，转眼不看这个虚假，这个眼前的这种不正确的东西。
To turn his eyes from looking at worthless things, the things that are wrong, but turn his eyes towards God.
人的肉眼跟人的信仰的这个眼睛是不一样的。
The eyes of faith is different from our fleshly eyes.
我们的肉眼常常会让我们信心来软弱。
Our fleshly eyes can make us weak in our faith.
但是这当中，你如果信心已经打开的话，你就能够看得到。
But once our eyes of faith are enlightened, then we are able to see.
什么是真实的东西？
What is true?
我们人活在一个虚假的时代。
And see that we are living in a worthless age.
我们充满了这种物质的东西。
We are surrounded by materialistic things.
充满一些错误的价值观。
We are surrounded by wrong values.
我们似乎被它所淹没。
We are almost drowned by these things.
我们要向神祈求，让我们脱离这些东西。
That's why we need to pray to God so that we can turn from these things.
让我们的信心眼睛可以看得到，定睛的仰望耶稣。
And ask Him to open our eyes, the eyes of faith, so that we can fix our eyes on Jesus.
哦，这个你看，诗人尚且要用祈求，何况是我们呢？
If the psalmist had to do this through prayer, how much the same for us?
我们也要祈求神，让我们能够在神的道中生活。
We need to pray and ask God to enable us to live in His truth.
让我们生活是符合神的道理的。
So that our lives may conform to His teachings.
在箴言里面，这个雅各的箴言就是这么说到。
And this is what is stated in the proverb of Agur.
我们看这个箴言的三十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
三十章的第八节。
Verse 8.
雅各的箴言，他同样这样子讲到。
He mentioned something similar.
他向神求啊，求神使虚假和谎言远离他。
This is his prayer: remove falsehood and lies far from me.
意思就是说啊，人很难脱离这两件事。
It is hard for human beings to remove these things on their own.
在现实生活中，跟信仰的这种标准是有很大的差距的。
Oftentimes, our real lives, our day-to-day lives, are quite far from what our faith should be.
但是一旦你能够脱离这些的话，就是很大的转变。
And it's only when you are able to remove these things far from you that you undergo change.
开始在神的道中生活了。
And you will begin to live in God's truth.
所以虽然一样是信耶稣。
Even though there are many Christians,
因为每个人都是在呼求耶稣,
and every Christian cries out to Jesus.
但是可能有些人他从来信耶稣后还没上路嘞，还没有到在神的道中在生活的。
But there are Christians who have not even begun on this journey of faith.
我记得我在小时候，我一生下来就是基督徒了。
I was born as a Christian.
我就在真耶稣教会。
I was born into the True Jesus Church.
不过我觉得我好像到高中才开始真正学习在神的道中生活。
But it wasn't until high school that I started to learn to live in the way of God.
小时候是我的父亲一个口令一个动作去聚会，我就去聚会。
When I was little, my father would just order us to go to church, and we followed obediently.
哎，什么时候参加学生联会就去。
He would tell us when to go to the student convocation, and I went.
我们没有人敢说不去的。
None of us dare to say no.
我记得小时候啊，我有一次，我跟我爸爸叫那个安息日的时候，我偷偷的跑去游泳。
On one Sabbath day, I sneaked out to go swimming.
我不想去聚会，我觉得很烦。
I didn't want to go to church. I was so sick of going to church.
跟同学偷跑去游泳。
So my classmate and I sneaked out to go to the swimming pool.
那一天觉得真的很快乐，终于不用再到那个会堂坐在那里度过那无聊的日子。
I was so happy that day because I finally got out of having to go to church and being so bored.
那结果在那天游完泳之后啊。
But then that day after I swam.
我上岸之后，发现我的所有的衣物都被偷走了。
After I got on the shore, I realized that somebody stole all my clothes.
我的天哪！
What am I?
穿着泳裤就这样走回家了。
I had no choice but to walk home in my swim trunks.
我真的觉得很丢脸。
I was so embarrassed.
那我回家我还一面走一面想说，我回去已经死定了，我被老爸揍扁了。
And on the way home, I thought, I'm dead. My dad is going to beat me up.
不过我觉得可能我老爸看到我那副狼狈的样子，好像那个浪子的父亲看到他孩子回来，那发了慈心一样，他都没有打我。
But my father didn't do that. Maybe he saw how wretched I was, and he was like the father of the prodigal son.
他只念了一句就好了，我觉得真的天大的恩典。
He just scolded me a little bit, and I thought that was such a great relief.
我想他也知道耶稣在提醒我了。
I think he knew that Jesus was already teaching me a lesson.
我那时候开始觉得，真的这个，不守安息日是不好的。我真的那时候才国中就有这样的感觉啊。
It was then that I realized.
国小。
I was still in elementary school. It was only then I realized for the first time that it was wrong not to keep the Sabbath.
像真的有一些什么事会发生啊。
Because I ran into something that didn't turn out right.
但是这份信仰从来就不是我的。
But all alone, my faith was never my own.
那是我爸爸的。
My faith belonged to my father.
我一直到高中的时候。
Even when I went into high school.
那么这个领受圣灵之后，就有很有一点不就有不一样的改变。
After I received the Holy Spirit, I started to feel change.
我感受到神的存在。
I felt that God is real.
那另外一方面因为我被 教会送去参加教员讲习会，我要当教员。
And during that time, the church also sent me to be trained as an RE teacher.
所以呢，要教学生，我这个人是非常负责任的一个人哈。所以你今天我要当一个教员的话，我不能被学员看扁啊，对对，我如果圣经都不窍不通，一窍不通的话，怎么教人家呢？所以我就很认真的看圣经到底在写些什么。
I'm very conscientious about my responsibility. So having been assigned as a teacher, I didn't want to asked by my students and didn't know how to answer. So I started reading the Bible diligently to see what it teaches.
高中那几年里面刚好有一位传道他来到这里，他很看重重要教育，所以他也很好，很用认真的训练我们这些教员。
And the resident pastor at that time also paid much attention to religious education, and he spent a lot of effort training us teachers.
我们在那时候是礼拜天的宗教教育。
The RE classes used to be held on Sundays.
礼拜天我们教员就有先有一个查经，然后再来祷告会，然后再开始这个宗教教育的课程。
And every Sunday, the teachers would get together to pray and study the Bible first before we could teach our classes.
那时候就有系统的把这个圣经来读过一次。
And that was when we went through the Bible systematically.
那有任何问题，我就问传道。
And if I have any questions, I will ask the pastor.
我发现整个那个圣经的那种内容，我都越来越清楚了。
I began to have a much clearer picture of what the Bible was about.
我是一个非常这种非常理性的人，所以我以我的理性去看这圣经，我说世界上没有比这更理性、更真实的一本书了。
I'm a highly rational person, and I concluded that no other book in this world is more rational and more true than this book.
没有比它更可相信的了。
There is no other book that is as trustworthy as this book.
所以这就变成了这个信仰已经从我爸爸身上就变成是我自己的了。
And gradually, what used to be my father's faith now became my own faith.
我开始在神的道中生活。
I began to live in the Word of God.
追求属于我自己的信仰。
I started to pursue faith that belonged to me.
这就是一个过程。
This was a process.
我想每个人都是在经历这样的过程。
And I believe everyone goes through such a process.
能够让我们让的信仰越来越属于自己跟神的关系。
So that our faith can ultimately be something that belongs solely to us and God.
然后你就可以坚信神对我们的任何的应许。
And with that, we can hold firmly to every promise from God.
那些应许都是真实不变的。
Every promise of God is true and never changes.
就像诗篇119篇38节所说的。
As stated in Psalm 119, verse 38.
38节他这么说道
Verse 38
他说你向敬畏你的人所应许的话求你向仆人坚定
Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you
所以只要是敬畏神的人他就要领受神的应许的话
A person who fears God will be devoted and will fear the word of God
必定坚定在我们的生命当中
And God's word is established in his life
再来第二点
Second,
这个真门徒提摩太他的服从是真的
Timothy was true in his obedience
我们看提摩太后书第三章
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3
提摩太后书三章第十节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10
这里保罗写信给提摩太这么说道
Paul wrote to Timothy saying But you have carefully followed my doctrine.
品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
Manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance.
所以在这里讲到提摩太的服从。
This is Paul's, Timothy's obedience.
这个服从也就是一种追随的意义啦。
He followed, it's literally followed.
所以保罗的教训里面他所的教训的内涵里面就有下面所说的这些
and Paul's teachings consisted of the following
那么提摩太他的服从能够追随这些好的品德
Paul, Timothy carefully followed all these wonderful virtues
所以这样的服从是真的因为他有真的表现
His following or his obedience was true
这个曾经我经过一家这个幼稚园啊，我看到这个幼稚园的上面有这个标语。
Once I passed by a preschool and or a kindergarten, and I saw this slogan.
他说我们的孩子活泼啊，这个自信有创意。
And the slogan says, our children are lively, active, and confident and innovative.
那我想说，怎么没有这个服从呢？
But I wonder why doesn't it say our children are also obedient?
如果他这个标语上面是写说我们的孩子勤奋啊，服从又有责任，我看没有人会把孩子送去吧。
I think if the slogan says our children are hardworking and obedient, probably no parent will want to send their kids there.
那我孩子送去那是不是一个魔鬼营啊？去那里训练，好恐可怕。
They may think, what if I send this? What if this kindergarten turns out to be a boot camp?
现在人已经不知道什么叫服从。
People nowadays don't know what it means to obey.
因为现在人并没有学习到这些。
Because people.Today, do not learn about obedience.
服从是需要经过学习的。
Obedience takes learning.
那它是一种追随的一种，因为是有你真心的服从，你才会追随这样的一种教训。
And it's only when you obey are you willing to truly follow the teaching.
否则的话，你是阳奉阴违，你只是表面服从，其实你不认同这样的一种做法。
Otherwise, even if you obey, it is.Only superficial, or you're going through the motions.
所以这是需要让我们去认识这个神的道理。
And this is how we should come to understand God's word.
我们真实的认识他啊，然后才能够真实的服从他。
Only when we truly know God will we truly follow and obey Him.
如果你明明觉得他是不好的，或者是他是是唱高调。那么你还要真心去服从，那是很困难的。
If we disagree with something from our hearts, then it's very difficult for us to obey.
有些信徒他认为这个圣经的话根本是不可行的。
Some members think that the Bible is really impractical.
对于解决社会现实问题，他根本就是唱高调，根本不切实际，那没有用的。
They think that the teachings in the Bible are so far from reality and therefore are really useless.
但是这个信徒却常常来参加聚会，我就觉得很奇怪。
But I often wonder why such members still come to church regularly.
也许他觉得来这里这个这个参加这个这个信徒的团契很不错。
Maybe they enjoy the fellowship with other believers.
他也觉得这边感觉很好，来这里至少可以休息吧。
Maybe they think this is a quiet place to rest.
也许听一听道理可以让自己心比较得到安慰，可以心比较舒服一点。
Maybe they can find some comfort and feel a little better after listening to a sermon.
但是他碰到问题，他说这个社会的事情要用社会的方法来解决，这个信仰是没有办法的。
But when they deal with the problems in life, they use the ways of the world to solve them because they don't believe that faith can really be applied to life.
所以在他的信仰过程中，其实他并没有真正了解。
So in this, in the walk, in this person's walk of faith, he hasn't really come to understand.
我们的圣经的话要在我们生活中百分之百的实现，我们才能体会什么叫做这个什么叫做真理。
It's only when you put God's word 100% into practice in your life will you experience what truth is about.
所以你能真正的明白圣经。
In order to truly know the Bible,
你才会真正的服从教训。
Only when you truly know the Bible will you truly obey.
你才知道这是关乎我们的生命的。
You would know and see for yourself that this pertains to your life.
所以这个保罗他也说这个提摩太是从小明白圣经。
Paul mentioned that Timothy had knew the scriptures from youth.
提摩太他是真的明白圣经。
From childhood, and indeed Timothy truly knew the scriptures.
我想对我们每一个信徒来说，这一点是非常重要的。
And this is something very important for every believer.
最初他从小就在一面听一面问，来去追求真正明白圣经。
Even in his childhood, the Lord Jesus listened to the scriptures and asked questions, and that's how he became acquainted with the scriptures.
这是一个很好的教育模式。
This was a very good education model.
他不是只有听，他还要不懂的要问，他才能够真正明白。就像我刚刚说的，我就是这样问传道，不断的问，然后才能慢慢的了解。
Jesus not only listened, he also asked questions, just as how I asked questions to the pastors to gain my understanding.
那么一个人他能够明白圣经。
Once a person understands the scriptures,
然后再加上他用信心去领受的时候，
and along with that, if he's able to receive what he learns with faith,
在希伯来书那里说到，
according to Hebrews,
他就能够得到那个得救的智慧。
He will have the wisdom of salvation.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异。因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和，但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息。好，在这一段经文写道，
According to this passage,
一样的领受福音，
While all of them received the gospel,
有的人是有益处的，有人是没有益处的。
It profited some of them, but not the rest.
这重点差在哪里？
What was the difference?
所以说到因为有信心跟没有信心的差别了。
The difference was whether an individual had faith.
所以有信，所以这里可以用一个数学公式来表示这节经节。
Therefore, we can express this verse in a mathematical formula.
圣经加信心等于得救的智慧。
The Bible plus faith equals the wisdom of salvation.
你如果只有圣经没有信心，你没有办法有得救的智慧。
If you only have the Bible but do not have faith, you do not have the wisdom of salvation.
你光有信心，但是你不明白圣经，你也没有得救的智慧。
If you only have faith but do not know the scriptures, you do not have the wisdom of salvation.
这两样的调和让我们有得救的智慧。
But it's only when you mix the two of them will you receive the wisdom of salvation.
所以一样的信耶稣，但是有的人没有得救的智慧，有的人有得救的智慧。
So two Christians, One may have the wisdom of salvation, but the other may not.
有的人他不是很笨啊，他很聪明，但是他就是没有得救的智慧。
Some people may be very intelligent, but they still do not have the wisdom of salvation.
他不想花时间多一点时间在这个道理的追求上，不想多一点时间来浪费在聚会上面。
They are unwilling to learn God's word, and they are unwilling to spend time attending church service.
因为他觉得那是那个对他用他的智慧来算一算，那是不划算的，所以他觉得不要浪费这个时间。
By according to their intelligence, this is a waste of time, so they rather not do that.
结果他这样的人反而是没有得救的智慧。
But such people lack the wisdom of salvation.
因为他只是听懂圣经而已。
Perhaps they understand when they hear about the Bible.
甚至他很会讲圣经。
They can probably even speak about the Bible.
甚至他也在台上来讲解。
They may even explain the Bible on the pulpit.
也告诉别人这圣经的意义。
And they may explain what a passage means.
甚至有人因为他的讲解来到教会成为基督徒。
And some people may even be converted because of their preaching.
但是如果他从来没有信心的话。
But if such people do not have faith,
那最后他一定会死亡的，因为他没有得救的智慧。
Eventually, they will perish because they lack the wisdom of salvation.
所以到最后他的路就是走向死亡。
And the path they lead to go to destruction.
我们想圣经对圣经的了解，谁会胜过文士跟法利赛人呢？
Who was more well versed in the Bible than the scribes and the Pharisees?
但是这个耶稣在讲道的时候，众人觉得很稀奇，因为耶稣的话不像文士，是带着权柄的。
But when the people heard Jesus' teaching, they felt that Jesus spoke with authority, because and it was different from the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为耶稣不像文士、法利赛人那么崇高的地位。
Jesus did not have the social status of the scribes and the Pharisees.
也许在圣经的这种讲解、这种阐明上面呢。他也不一定跟他们一样。
perhaps he also did not was not like them in the way he expounded on the scriptures.
但其中最大的差别就是因为他有信心，他的话语是跟人家不一样的。
But Jesus spoke according to faith, and therefore his word was different.
啊，这些没有信心的文士法利赛人，他们最后是把耶稣钉在十字架上。
The scribes and the Pharisees did not have faith, and ultimately they delivered, they put Jesus on the cross.
所以我们有时候觉得这是很讽刺的事情。
This is rather ironic.
我们追求啊这种啊字句上面的一个更进步的一种阐明的时候。
A person may become a stickler to the letter of the word of God.
我们要去研究原文，研究希腊文，研究希伯来文。
We may study Hebrew or Greek.
我不会觉得这是不好的事情。
I don't believe it's not good. It's bad to study the original language.
但是我觉得是，如果我们先决条件是有信心的话，那我们去研究这些东西是对我们是非常有帮助的。
If we have faith to begin with, it is very beneficial to study these things.
因为那些让我们更加有得救的智慧。
Because they can help us grow in the wisdom of salvation.
那否则的话，这些并对我们没有，这对我们并没有帮助。
But without faith, none of these studies can help us.
文士法利赛人他们就活在原文的世界，但是他们最后是把耶稣钉死，他们是走向灭亡的。
The Pharisees and the scribes knew the original languages, but their end was destruction.
所以明白圣经是要有这两样重要的因素。
Therefore, we need both of these components.
最后就是要借着这些给我们得救的智慧。
And with these, we can have the wisdom of salvation.
一个有得救智慧的人，他能够服从教训。
A person with the wisdom of salvation will obey and follow the teachings.
因为人的本性里面都是很悖逆，我们不喜欢服从别人。
Human beings are rebellious by nature. We don't like to follow instructions.
我们人有一种尊严。
Because we have our own sense of dignity.
但是当你知道这个是生命的责备，这是知识的话语的时候。
But once you recognize that God's teachings is an admonition of life and a word of wisdom,
你就会百分之百的顺服圣经的话。
You will willingly obey God's the word of the Bible 100%.
而且在这顺服事上，你会生命得到教育。
And in obeying, your life will be nurtured or will be educated.
提摩太前书四章六节是这么说到。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
提摩太前书四章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。这节经节就这么说到。
This is what this passage says.
保罗要提摩太成为信徒的榜样。
Paul exhorts Timothy to be the model of believers.
所以他要他把这重要的教训提醒信徒。
He urged Timothy to teach these important truths.
他说你如果这样的话就是耶稣的好执事。
And if he does that, he would be a good minister of Jesus Christ.
能够在你向来所服从的善道上得的教育。
Nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
教育就是让人的这个程度更加的增长。
To be nourished means to grow.
所以我们这个顺服神的话可以让我们的生命的程度更加的增长。
By obeying the word of God, we can grow in our life.
这是需要学习的功课。
This is a learning process.
再来呢，最后一点啊。
Lastly,
这个提摩太可以说是保罗的最好的同工啊。
Timothy could be considered Paul's best co-worker.
他是一个真的好同工。
He was a true co-worker.
我们这个在我们教会的这种服事上面。
In serving in the church.
我们不能，已经没有办法再单打独斗。
We cannot fight alone.
我们在就像保罗在这个这个以弗所书还有哥林多前书里面所说的一样。
As Paul stated in Ephesians and First Corinthians.
我们是基督身上的肢体，各做肢体。
We are individually members of the body of Christ.
我们有这个 有不同的这种职分啊。
And we are given different functions.
有，但是不是叫我们要分门别类。
And the purpose is not to divide among ourselves.
我们的工作有分别，分别不代表分门别类。
While our areas of ministry may be distinct from one another, that doesn't mean we should be divided among from one another.
我们看一下这哥林多前书里面所讲的这两个名词很有意思。
Let's look at these expressions in 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书。第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们看到保罗用一个字眼叫做分别。
Diversities, this is a word Paul uses.
出现在第四节到第六节上面都有。
And we can see this word from verse 4 to verse 6.
恩赐、职事和圣灵和这个功用都有分别。
Gifts, ministries, and activities are all diverse.
但是神是一位。
But it is the same God.
基督是一位。
And Christ is one.
在第二十四节这么说到。
And verse 24 says.
我们来看二十五节哈。
Verse 25.
他这里说，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another.
这个分别跟分门别类差别在哪里？
What's the difference between diversity and schism?
这就是同工的效果不一样。
The difference is in the result of being co-workers.
同工是学习灵修一个很好的过程。
Working together with someone else is a very good learning process for our faith.
我们如果一个人做，我们可以随我们意思要怎么做就怎么做。
When you work alone, you can do it any way you like.
但是当你与人同工的时候，你就发现每个人灵修的那个状况就跑出来了。
But when you start to work with somebody else, then that really puts your spiritual cultivation to the test.
有时候有的是在争权夺利。
Sometimes we fight for power.
有的是在说谁要听谁的。
And some people want to have the final say.
有的主见很强烈。
And some are very subjective views.
有的人认为这样比较好，有的人那样比较好。
Some insist on one way and some insist on other ways.
你看这中间就产生了这种同工的一些困难出来了。
And as a result, co-workers often find it difficult to work together.
结果能不能很和谐呢？就是看灵修有没有达到这个程度。
So it really depends on your spiritual maturity, to see whether you can reach harmony.
灵修不好就是做你的，我做我的。
If you haven't reached the spiritual maturity, you would just go your separate ways.
像保罗开始跟巴拿巴的时候就是这样，为了马可的问题他说不要你带马可去，我不要带他去，那两就分开了。
That's why Paul and Barnabas decided to split over Mark.
但是后来保罗他的灵修越来越好，他最后能够接纳那个马可，承认他是他的这个一个很重要的同工。
But later on, Paul matured, and therefore he was able to receive Mark as his co-worker.
所以这是一个这样的同工模式是很重要的。
This kind of serving together is very important.
保罗与人同工，也与神同工。
Paul worked with men, and he was able to work with God too.
同样的提摩太也是承接这样的工作。
Timothy also received this kind of ministry.
他能够在搭配这个。保罗事工上能够做很好的这个助力。
Timothy became a very helpful aid to Paul's ministry.
后来就是他别人搭配他。
And later on, others were able to work with Timothy.
所以有时候我们要支援别人，有时候别人要支援我们。
Sometimes we need to provide aid to others. Sometimes others come and help us.
我们是彼此搭配的。
We are collaborating.
这样的话才能够完成基督的工作。
This is how we can complete the ministry of Christ.
单打独斗的时代，那种英雄主义的时代早就过去了。
The days of heroism and fighting alone have already passed.
所以这个现在已经不流行了，已经没有用了，应该是没有用了。
It is already out of use nowadays.
因为魔鬼工作已经不一样了。
Because the devil's work is different.
魔鬼会进化，会进步的。
The devil also evolves and improves.
他现在更加的团结。
The devil is, the demons are more united.
所以他现在知道如何击垮我们。
The devil knows how to attack and defeat us.
那我们就更需要来让我们更加的强壮。
Therefore, we need to become more strong.
我们每一个人都要了解自己的不足。
Every one of us needs to know our own inadequacies.
在神面前，在人面前都能够谦卑自己。
And we need to humble ourselves before God and before others.
我们才能够完成神的工作。
This is how we can accomplish the work of God.
谦卑是成大业重要的特质啦。
Humility is a key component in success.
基督耶稣就是谦卑到底，顺服至死，才完成救恩的大业。
Our Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself to the point of death, and that is why he was able to accomplish the great work of salvation.
他不以与神同等为强夺的，他反而虚己，限制自己，成为人的样式。
He did not consider robbery, equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself and took the form of man.
让全人类得到拯救。
And that's how he saved the whole human race.
撒旦就是因为骄傲要跟神同等，他就是败坏的开始。
The devil, on the other hand, tried to be equal to God, and that was the beginning of his downfall.
所以我们要谦卑才能够成就神的大业。
Only when we learn humility can we accomplish God's great work.
才能够让我们教会开始有同工一同这种一种团队服事的模式出现。
Only then can the church be united and serve as one team.
我们不会与人比较。
Then we would not compare ourselves with each other.
因为我们都是为基督做的。
Because we are doing everything for Christ.
我们都能够在神面前来存着谦卑心，看别人比自己强。
And this is how we should humble ourselves and consider others better than ourselves.
这句话用讲的比较快，但是人要做到是非常困难的。
This is much easier said than done.
每个人都一定高举自己，要比别人高一点。
Everyone tends to elevate themselves above others.
这就是人的本性。
This is human nature.
怕被人家比下去。
Because we don't like to be inferior.
但是圣经上不是这样教训我们的。
But this is not what the Bible teaches us.
不然的话，耶稣为什么是用一个被钉死在十字架上这么羞耻的罪犯成为他的生命的终局呢？
Otherwise, why would Jesus go through such a humiliation and die such a disgraceful death on the cross?
那是最卑微的一个身份。
He went through the most humbling state.
他要告诉我们，我们应该要学习他的生命。
From he set an example to teach us that we ought to learn from his life.
我们应当要隐藏在耶稣基督里面。
We need to hide ourselves and be hidden in him.
让基督彰显出来，高举神。
We need to let Christ be magnified in us so that God can be exalted.
这样子我们大家就能在同工服事上彼此得到帮助。
Then we can help one another in our serving together.
愿主耶稣来祝福带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus continue to bless and guide us.
我们晚上用以上做彼此的勉励。
May this message be of mutual encouragement.
我们最后一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a final hymn.
136首。
136.